I'm going to talk a little bit about the boycott campaign and the work of Baby Milk Action. But I wondered first if anybody had got any questions from what they've seen in the play. Institute Theatre in Cambridge.
I think it's very, very informative. Thank you.
Thank you.
A number of people that I said, oh, you shouldn't buy this breakfast here and you shouldn't buy this chocolate bar. They said, no, actually, yes, they are making an effort. They've stopped doing this. They've blown my clock.
Yeah. Well, this came to the boycott, which I think is, demonstrates how powerful the boycott is and how much notice they have to take of it. They produce these sustainability reviews where they claim that they're a force for good in the world and they're an ethical company. They say they've got these internal auditors that you can report cases to. And we've reported 100 countries. And it's through these groups that we know what is going on for real on the ground. We conduct global monitoring exercises from time to time, about every 3 years or so. We've just launched the latest report, which is called Breaking the Rules, Stretching the Rules 2004. This was launched at the House of Commons in May this year. This is the result of monitoring in 69 countries. There are over 2,000 violations that are recorded in this report. There's over 700 photographs, and these are companies' own materials, so they can't deny that they're doing it. It's their own materials. This report about 80% of the global baby food market. And from this monitoring, we find that Nestlé is the worst of the companies. It's the worst of them in terms of the requirements of the marketing code that it violates, and it's just the worst of them in terms of the simple number of violations. The company should be abiding by this marketing code that was adopted by the World Health Assembly, called the International Code of Marketing of Breast Milk Substitutes, which was adopted in 1981. And that sets out what companies can and can't do. It doesn't ban the products. Everyone recognises there will be times when breast milk substitutes are necessary. I think the case of orphans is an obvious example. But what it sets out is how companies can market, and it basically bans them from promoting the products, because when they're promoting them, they're competing with breastfeeding, which isn't promoted in anything like the same way as commercial products. It limits companies to providing scientific and factual information to health workers. So health workers can have the information on it, but it should be limited to scientific and factual issues, and it shouldn't be promotional. But when we analyse the sort of brochures that we used in the play, we find that it's research from the company, or research that's been sponsored by the company, or the claims, the headline claims that they're making, are not substantiated by the research that's included in there. One of the cases that we mentioned in the play was this formula called Pelagon, which is being marketed in South Africa. And it actually claims it helps to control diarrhea, and of using a formula, more risk of diarrhea, even if it's this formula. And the claims that they make are being disputed by people at the Institute of Child Health, and even scientists who sometimes work with Nestlé. Any more questions? I think the latest figures are something like $60 billion. And one of the things that the chief executive has said is that he'll deliver 4 percentage point growth year on year. And that's a pledge he's made to keep the shareholders happy. And when you look at the management report, there's a lot of potential for them to expand. What we find in countries like China is where there's particularly aggressive promotion that's going on at the moment, because the code hasn't been implemented in binding legislation. One of the things that we do as Baby Milk Action and as the International Baby Food Action Network is to work with governments and to assist them and encourage them to bring the marketing code into legislation, because when it's in legislation and it's monitored and enforced, we see that things change. We produced a report recently which is case studies from 7 countries, and we looked at countries that had brought in legislation and other countries where the government had decided to agree a voluntary code of conduct with the baby food companies. Where it's a voluntary code, the violations are widespread, but where there's legislation, it's making a difference. One of the shining examples is Brazil, where violations don't occur in Brazil, which are happening in other countries. And in Brazil, breastfeeding rates are increasing markedly year on year, and that feeds through to reduce infant mortality and morbidity. Another good case study country is India, where they have legislation which actually empowers civil society to take cases to court. So our partner organisation in India has taken cases to court. Nestle is in court. If they lose this case, then the managing director could go to prison. That's how strong their law is. But Nestle is doing everything it can to delay that case. The law is also being used against other companies, such as Johnson & Johnson, that is making bottles and teats. They apologised and agreed to stop the marketing they were doing in India, and then in the end they said they would actually pull out of the bottle and teat market totally, and they sold that business. So some companies will change their practices.
In this country, because vending machines in sports centres and at schools seem to be predominantly selling Nestlé products.
We have the boycott, which was first launched in 1977. In 1984, Nestle said they would abide by the marketing requirements, which they're required to do independently of whether governments have introduced it or not. They didn't keep that promise, so the boycott was relaunched in 1988, and it's been launched by groups in 20 countries. Baby Milk Action produces materials, and you may have seen these on the stand. There are t-shirts with our Give Nescafe the Boot logo, with the campaign against Nestlé. In the UK, we have the principal focus is against the Nescafe coffee. But we also produce cards which list the principal brands that Nestlé produces. And it's got a brief description of the campaign. So you can get these from Baby Milk Action to distribute at places like leisure centres. We have posters that we produce, leaflets and so on. There are these cards we produce called Nescafe No Thanks, which again has the basics of the campaign on it. And it says there are over 100 brands of coffee to choose from. Stop the options, stop the death. I drink, and then you can write in the brand of coffee you would like to see. So if you want to say you drink fair trade coffee, for example, you can put that on there and then leave that at the leisure centre or wherever it is, and use that as a way of encouraging them to at least stock a different option, even if they're not prepared to support the boycott. We also collect petition signatures, and you can sign the petition from the One World Tent if you haven't done so already, or if you haven't done so during this roadmap, because we present these from time to time at Nestlé. In May, we went to the Nestlé UK headquarters in Croydon and handed in over 10,000 signatures on the petition, and we asked to see the chief executive to give him a copy of the monitoring report, because he says Nestlé does nothing wrong. So we said, well, come down and look at the evidence in this report and stop talking rubbish, because the evidence shows how Nestlé is not abiding by the regulations.
How can I help?
Supporting the boycott is one way to help. Baby Milk Action is also a membership organisation, so you can join Baby Milk Action. It's £15 normal membership, £7 unwaged, low wage, and family membership is £20. Then we send out a newsletter which has information on the campaign, and there are other campaigns that we run. There's something called the Campaign for Ethical Marketing. And on that, we take the sorts of examples that we were using in the performance, and we explain why this is breaking the marketing requirements, and we give you a suggested letter that you can then send to the chief executive of the company. And this isn't just for Nestle, because we find other companies are also breaking the marketing requirements. So this is a way of targeting those other companies. We're also concerned about what is happening in this country with the way companies market their products, because the international code is international, it's for every country in the world. Our government has been told by the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child that it needs to implement the marketing requirements here, because they've only introduced some aspects of it. And when we launched this report, the Mormons, there was an early day motion, a petition for MPs saying the government must do more to support breastfeeding and protect breastfeeding and protect all mothers, because it's not just about protecting breastfeeding, it's protecting mothers who are using breast milk substitutes, because they deserve correct information. So this was calling on the government to do more in this country and to support action in other countries. There has been a prosecution in this country of YFSMA for illegal advertising. We've just reported Nestle in this country to the Advertising Standards Authority because they're making claims about one of their formulas suggesting that it reduces risk of allergy, and they're doing this in a very dishonest way. So we've taken this case to the Advertising Standards Authority to try and get this stopped. Nestle doesn't largely market its products in this country, and I think it's because there's so much support for the boycott that people would see what it gets up to, and they don't want to fuel that. One way, if you do see marketing violations in this country, there's a group that we've formed with people like the Royal College of Midwives, the National Childbirth Trust, Breastfeeding Network, all the health worker bodies of an interest in this area. It's called the Baby Feeding Law Group, which is working to get the government to tighten up regulations here. And there are monitoring forms on the website, so you can put in information through that website. And we're surprised how much even illegal activity there is in this country, with money off discounts in supermarkets and so on, as a way of pushing the infant formula. Any more?
The boycotting.
You've
got a vague idea of how many people are boycotting, is
that? It's difficult to say. I mean, we handed in 10,000 signatures on the petition, which have been collected over the last 2 years at the last demonstration, which is just what we've gathered in this country. A lot of people are boycotting without having signed the petition or have not even heard of baby milk action. And it is going on in other countries. But it does have an impact on Nestle, on their profits. It's enough to concern them to have this team that works on it. We have debates with Nestle. They used to refuse to debate with us. They used to refuse to even speak in public if we were in the room. But because of the pressure from the boycott, particularly in universities, they turned around one day and said, okay, we will debate. And that was in March 2001. So they then had a series of debates since then. So if anyone's interested in arranging a debate, we've now got this precedent that's been set. We had one here at the University in Reading a few weeks ago. Unless they lose these debates, because they just stand up and say, we don't do anything wrong, we abide by the regulations, we don't do advertising, we don't do contact with mothers, we don't do all these things. And we can just show the evidence, and it's their own material. So people just look and say, you said you don't do all this, and we've just seen with our own eyes what you do. And so they can't really respond to it. I think we've got time for one more question. I'll just flag up something else that we have on the stool. As I say, we're an international network. These are some items that are produced by a partner organisation in Brazil to help with their fundraising. This is a breastfeeding doll. It's not suitable for small children, but it's something that you may be interested in. So this mother will actually give birth, and then we can latch the baby on to breastfeed. And the Brazilian group is also producing these breastfeeding and pregnant fridge magnets, which you can again find on the Baby Milk Action store. So you can see the materials there, there's more information, there's the reports, there's the petition if you'd like to sign it or sign it again. Thank you very much for your time.
I'm not sure.